Well, another man who sporadically is on the air with us when we have a issue we need to discuss is David James. He directs our School of Prophets. He is one of the speakers at the School of Prophets, a professor, should I call him, and a good friend of us for many, many years here on Prophecy Today. David and I had a conversation way back in January that actually developed into a book. David did a lot of research, and he has come up with enough material. They have recently published a book. It's entitled The Harbinger, Fact or Fiction. And David James is going to discuss it with me right now. David, I understand why you wrote the book, but some of those eavesdropping on this conversation may not. We talked about the Harbinger. We talked about the concerns we had eschatologically with it, hermeneutically with it, and theologically with it. And you started doing a lot of research, and I would keep going back and forth to you for new information. But boy, you developed a whole cadre of information enough to write a book. This is pretty exciting to me. Is this your first book, David?
Yeah, this is my first book, and it's not really a book I started out to write. I intended to just write a 4 or 5 page review of The Harbinger, and I did more research, and the more I got into it, the more hours, and ended up with hundreds of hours of research and writing, and finally ended up with this book that's just came out this week.
Do you believe that the more information you were able to glean from whatever sources you may have gone to really was the motivator behind it? I mean, you had no desire to go after Jonathan Kahn. The two of us had a conversation with Jonathan, and I thought it was a very pleasant conversation. We voiced some of our concerns. In fact, that is on our website, prophecytoday.com. There is an icon on the right-hand side of our homepage. You can go there, double-click on it. You can listen to the entire conversation. But we were not going after Jonathan Kahn. Neither one of us, I think, have ever met him before. We were simply concerned about what he put in a book. And when it's public like that, it's open for discussion, is it not?
Right. My passion in ministry for a long time has been studying the Word of God and helping others to learn how to do that correctly, know a biblical hermeneutic, handle the Word of God in a consistent way. And so that's where my passion is. And I was alerted to this book, I think even by from you or someone connected with you, and I started reading it. I had some concerns up front, as had you, just from what little we had heard, and the further I got into it, the more concerned I became, not only about hermeneutics, which are a serious issue because of a mishandling of Isaiah 9:10, but there are other things that came up concerning connection of current events to prophetic fulfillment. And it just kept getting deeper and deeper, and the more I studied, the more it confirmed my initial concerns.
How many times have you read the book, The Harbinger?
Probably a total of 4 or 5 times. I've been through it 3 times completely, and then probably another 2 times or more in certain places, and even other places much more than that.
Yeah, and you said just a moment ago that one of your concerns was the fact that the book was connecting current events with the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. So many people across the United States and, in fact, around the world are reading the book. It's a bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list. And, you know, but when you start connecting actual events today happening with the prophetic passages found in God's Word, it becomes pretty dangerous if you say automatically this is a really fulfillment of what God had to say.
Well, that's true. And one of the difficult things that has been I faced working through this is that Jonathan Kahn has consistently denied that he believes that these current events are actually a fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy in chapter 9, verse 10. And rather, he says Isaiah 9:10 serves as a template. That's the word he primarily uses, a template or pattern for God's judgment, and that they are signs that are being manifested or appearing in America since the terrorist attacks of 9/11. The problem with that is, one, the book repeatedly, and I've got that documented in my book with extensive quotes, but the book repeatedly makes it clear that there is a prophetic connection. And the other thing is, even if it's a sign, that doesn't help anything either, because biblical signs are revelatory and prophetic in nature. Either they're revealing that something is happening now that God is doing, or something will happen in the future. That's the nature of a biblical sign. It is prophetic by nature.
You know, people ask me often, David, well, I read the Left Behind series, for example, or I read The Harbinger, and I see these things happening. This must be a fulfillment of what God's plan is for the end of times. It is dangerous, is it not, to go to a fictional novel and try to come away with a true understanding of biblical eschatology, study of the end time events?
Yes, and that becomes another part of the problem. I don't necessarily think that just because it is fiction, if he had stayed biblical and historically factual and accurate, it wouldn't necessarily have been a problem per se if he had been accurate. But the problem, the real problem, or a real problem here, is that the lines between fact and fiction have been blurred, and I've seen that repeatedly as a concern. You don't know the average reader unless he actually gets into it and studies it pretty in depth, and probably not many people will. It takes a little while to sort that out. And then the other thing is, even if it's not directly, well, let me say this. He said that 90% of what is in the book is real. So the question is, which 10% isn't, and what are the lines between the two? And even the 10%, even if they're not directly factual, are they connected to something, or are they discussing something that is or is a pattern or something that's happened that he believes to be true?
David, James is going to help you understand the problems theologically, eschatologically, and hermeneutically that are in the book The Harbinger by Jonathan Cahn. It's not an attack on any personality. It's simply looking at the problems biblically about this fictional novel that is so popular today. It'll be a must-read for you. David, we'll go in maybe to some of the details later on down the line and want to see what the reaction is to your book. It's just been published. It'll be available for anybody at our website, prophecytoday.com. But they can really get in-depth in what the concerns are that some of us have about the way Jonathan has handled this. Congratulations on being able to put this book together. We're very happy and proud of you for being able to do this, and we hope and pray that it'll be a help to the entire body of Christ. Thank you, David. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you very much.